In this bulletin, federal government ministers are hoping to see interstate travel flowing by Christmas. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will happily welcome former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian to federal politics. And in tennis, Russia is victorious at the Davis Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Federal Cabinet Minister David Littleproud is calling on premiers and chief ministers to allow interstate travel before Christmas. It comes as Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is set to reveal when the state will reopen its borders. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has told Channel 9 that leaders should hold their nerve.
We are going to have to learn to live with this. We just can't put ourselves under the doona forever. We've done a great job and I congratulate the premiers, but it is now time to take that bold step, to trust one another, to take each other's hands and move forward together. And, you know, and I think if New South Wales and Victoria, the most populous states, can do that, I think that sends a very strong message to the rest of the states. Nearly every state's now nearly hit the 80% double jab rate, which under the national plans means that large-scale lockdowns are no longer required.
The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he will not be pursuing an Omicron zero policy despite rising cases across the country. New South Wales is allowing interstate travel, as is South Australia, although that state now requires more COVID-19 testing to enter. New South Wales has recorded 208 new cases of COVID-19 as the double-dose vaccination rate sits at 92.8%. In Victoria, there are 1,073 new cases of COVID-19 and another 6 deaths. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is unveiling his government's new recycling policy, which says he will put a focus on Australian-produced manufacturing. Alongside the Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee and the Minister for Waste Reduction Trevor Evans. Ms. Lee says that this new plan will create thousands of new jobs in regional Australia.
For me as a regional MP, regional jobs are fantastic. 10,000 over the next 10 years, we predict. But also protection of the environment. Because if you don't have plastic going into landfill, you don't have it going into the ocean, you actually having made into something that adds value, you have so many wins. And we don't want everything being dumped in landfill, giving off harmful greenhouse gas emissions. We don't want plastic to end up in our ocean.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian would be welcome in the Federal Liberal Party despite an ongoing investigation into whether or not she misled the public. Mr. Morrison took the opportunity to slam the Independent Commission Against Corruption for what he calls a pile-on.
We're all pretty used to pile-ons on our side of politics. I see them all the time. We've got thick skins. We know how to deal with it. And Gladys certainly knows how to. She's a person I've always found to be of great integrity. And if she wants to have a crack at Warringah for the Liberal Party, I suspect the people in Warringah would welcome that.
The commission is investigating whether Gladys Berejiklian breached public trust or turned a blind eye to any alleged corrupt behaviour by her ex-boyfriend Darryl Maguire. Federal Labor says they will give the hard-hit tertiary education sector a much-needed boost, with an election pledge to create extra university and TAFE places. Labor's Education Minister Tanya Plibersek says the Morrison government is making it harder for young people to get tertiary education.
We see about 83,000 fewer apprentices and trainees today than when the Liberals first came to office. And universities, as Anthony has just said, have had 2 years from hell with billions of dollars cut from their revenue. Scott Morrison's made it harder for young Australians to get a university education by more than doubling the cost of thousands of degrees. And now thousands more students are turned away every year. We've got the highest turnaway rates from universities than we've seen in many years.
Former Defence Force Chief Admiral Chris Barry has welcomed Federal Labor's commitment to commission an urgent climate risk security assessment if the party was to win the next federal election. Unveiling its climate change policy as the party's first major policy announcement ahead of next year's election, Labor pledged to deliver a 43% emissions reduction target by 2030. Based on input from the retired Admiral Barry, the party has also vowed to commission an urgent assessment on climate security risks, and he says he would also like to see the federal government commit to new measures.
The current government's very pleased to talk about national security when it's about ships and submarines and weapons and AUKUS, but it's not prepared to talk about security in the context of climate change. And we're arguing that climate change consequences presents a very serious national security and human security risk, not just in Australia, but in our region as well. water insecurities, which lead to food insecurities and what happens when people starve, you're going to have all sorts of civil conflicts erupting.
And in sport, Russia has won the Tennis Davis Cup after taking both singles in the final against Croatia, securing their third title and first in 15 years. World number two Daniil Medvedev outlasted Marin Cilic after teammate Andrei Rublev defeated Borna Gojo in the opening singles match. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and Melbourne, cloudy in Adelaide, Hobart, Sydney and Newcastle, showers in Canberra, Brisbane and Cairns. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.